your own reality culture is pervading every corner of American life. Choose your own reality. If you want to believe that the pro-Trump riots of January 6th were instigated by the feds, you can choose a show that claims that is true. You can choose a TV star who claims it's real. Carlson is a conspiracy monger, but he's far from the first. As my colleague Oliver Darcy pointed out this week, Carlson is sounding more and more like InfoWars host and notorious conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. You can hear the similarities.
The NSA has been reading our emails.
It's not that I think the government spies on me. It's admitted that they do.
It is a lie to say there are no risks. There are risks in everything, including in getting a vaccine.
Everybody's got family that got killed or got sick from a vaccine.
So FBI operatives were organizing the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, according to government documents.
It is overwhelming, the evidence that criminal elements of the federal government provocateured and staged January 6th.
All right, Oliver Darcy is back with me. I think the sound speaks for itself. Is it a stretch to say that Tucker Carlson is the new Alex Jones?
It's not a stretch, Brian. Tucker Carlson is the new Alex Jones. If you watch Tucker Carlson's program and you watch Alex Jones's program, they might differ a little bit in antics and in the way they deliver their message, but that message to viewers is consistent, and it's pretty identical. Whether it's talking about vaccine conspiracy theories, false flag conspiracy theories, deep state conspiracy theories, the messages that Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones are sending are the same. They seem to see eye to eye on the biggest issues that they talk about every single night.
Don't blink. Don't even blink.
Do we know anything about their relationship, whether they have one? Because we play two back-to-back sound bites. One is of Tucker sympathizing with Jones, but the other one has Alex Jones basically saying, hey, yeah, I'm going to let Tucker present this January 6th conspiracy theory first. I'm going to let Tucker present the inside job theory because he's going to do a great job with it. And when I heard that, I thought, are these two guys in cahoots? Like, are they friends? Do they communicate? Let's listen to these two sound bites and then we'll talk about it.
I made the decision not to get into this until it broke on Tucker because I thought he'd do a better job than I did. He did. He did a great job in 15 minutes.
Why do we laugh at Alex Jones again? Sincere question.
Are they bros? What do we know about the relationship?
It does sound like they're talking to each other, right, Brian? Look, you don't have to take it from us. Just listen to that clip you played of Tucker Carlson. He's basically saying that he doesn't think that that Alex Jones's views are out there, that they're crazy. Evidently, he thinks that they're legitimate and should be debated, and he's bringing them up on his own show. And Brian, this matters because these far-right conspiracy theories, they used to be confined to the InfoWars section on the internet. You used to have to seek them out. I'm not that old, but I remember when the Republican Party and Fox News mocked Alex Jones and said, that guy is crazy, we're not going to touch that sort of stuff. But now, Fox's face is effectively Alex Jones. The de facto leader of the Republican Party is touting the same stuff that Jones touts on his show.
And Fox remains silent about what would be, if true, an abuse of power. If the NSA is actually reading Tucker's emails, then that's really disturbing. But for some reason, Fox hasn't condemned the NSA. They haven't demanded an investigation. They haven't called for congressional inquiry. Like, Fox hasn't said anything. It's like they don't believe him.
Well, that's really weird, isn't it? That is just weird.
CNN raining today.
That is just strange. Of course, you can find that at band.video or infowars.com. World exclusive, aliens reveal themselves on CNN. That was just shocking and strange and odd.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, July 7th, 2021. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Streaming live at band.video, freeworldnews.tv, and warroomisraw.com. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We've got a loaded, fastest 3 hours on the internet here today. Nick Fuentes is going to be in studio, and I've got stacks of news. I've got news that is going to make you laugh. I've got news that is going to make you laugh again, and I've got news that is going to make you very upset. I've got news that may give you some hope. It's all coming up today. You have liberals and journalists pretending like they raided the beaches of Normandy because they were in D.C. on January 6th. Yes, it's quite hilarious, donating their suits to the Smithsonian saying, I was at the insurrection, which they couldn't explain the insurrection if they tried. They never have. These are just buzzwords they use. I'm donating my suit jacket to the Smithsonian because it was at the insurrection. Oh, and I survived. Oh my gosh. Can I write a book? Will anybody give me money or something? A cameraman? Somebody ask me a question. I need attention. I need it desperately. And so they're writing their stories because it's the 6 month anniversary of all the trauma they had to face. Meanwhile, because of their play acting, because of their theatrics, because of their fake news, because of their lies, people are actually sitting in prison cells and rotting and being tortured right now. Veterans, grandmothers, and everything. And the FBI is now, folks, again, I have news that's going to make you laugh and then make you laugh again. This is, it's really reaching ridiculous levels at this point. And Alex Jones put it perfectly earlier. It really is like, I mean, this is a cartoon, right? Like, I'm not actually experiencing this. Like, I'm going to wake up from this, right? No, this is the real deal. The FBI is now seizing as evidence Legos. Legos constructed like the Capitol, or it's a U.S. Capitol Lego set. I was a big fan of Legos as a kid. I built Millennium Falcons and X-Wings and, Indian villages and wild, wild west towns. And like, oh, does that make me a cowboy too? Ooh. Hey, I had a Lego set as a kid that was a wild, wild west bank. And you could, hit a little button and the wall blew off the bank and money came out and you got to rob the bank. Oh my gosh, am I a bank robber? Oh. Yes, this is the reality. So again, it's just complete hilarity from the liars that cry insurrection. And we really have to find a new word for these people. There is no real single word to put on them. They're not real liberals. We shouldn't even call them Democrats because it doesn't do justice. I mean, they're liars. They're terrorists. They live in la-la land. They're mentally disabled. I don't know what we do at this point. It's just completely out of control. And they want to run the planet. Yikes. Some hopeful news. And I'm not going to read the entire news release from Senator Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania. But he has initiated a full forensic audit. And he has the votes on committee for subpoenas to audit several Pennsylvania counties. This is getting very frustrating to me, though, because where is the Arizona audit? I thought it was supposed to be done by now. And we've already discovered enough just with short audits, like what happened in Antrim County, Michigan. So it's like we already know what happened. And here, the real story is this, and I mentioned it yesterday, and I'm not going to maybe delve into it today. Perhaps I will, but it just hit me at some point. You know, last week I did a breakdown with maps and things showing how it was a virtual impossibility that Joe Biden won the election. And again, that's like, I shouldn't even have to explain that. Go through the list of all the anomalies and statistical impossibilities and just flat out ridiculous graphs that you see on the vote where the line just goes straight up for Biden until he gets ahead of Trump. I mean, that's ridiculous. And it's just like, this is such an obvious theft. It's such an obvious steal. And Biden is the guy. So the controllers of this planet, the geo or social engineers, rather, they did this on purpose, folks. This is they stole this election and they made it obvious. They didn't even try to hide it. They could have rigged the graphs so that in five different states, the line doesn't go straight up for Joe Biden. They didn't have to do that. They did it by design. Everything is by design right now to destroy this country. Or maybe it's just like a big game. Maybe it's just funny. Someone's just sitting on this. It's like, well, Trading Places, I think, is the movie with Eddie Murphy, where the stockbrokers just pull the guy off the streets and they say, hey, we can make this guy a millionaire. I think that's Trading Places. And they bet a dollar on it and they destroy people's lives over a dollar bet. And they're laughing and having a good time as people's lives are destroyed. And it's just a big fun game to them. Maybe it's just this big fun game. Like people just rig elections and they laugh and they watch how stupid people are and they watch the little fighting that goes on and everything. And it's just a big game. It's just hilarious. It's just like, it's just a dollar bet. It's just, oh. And at the end, the guys whose lives they destroyed figure out it was a dollar bet. And it's just like, wow, you destroyed my life over a dollar bet, huh? And of course, it's not about the dollar. It's about that. They're laughing. They're having a good time. They're dominating. But it's so ridiculous that they, whoever, Dominion or some combination or some hackers or whatever, or the New York Times, again, the media won't even cover it. They won't answer the questions. We've seen the audits. We know that was stolen. We know how. But again, why would they show you on the official graphs of the live vote count that right in the dead of night, as Trump is winning in the five states that are going to put him over the top all day long by hundreds of thousands of votes, and the line literally goes straight up for Biden. Again, I know you know this, but it's like, it's such clown world. It's so obvious. It's so over the top. And we don't even have a media in this country. Our media in this country is so pathetic, they won't even call it out, even when it's done on purpose. Like, even when it's intentionally done so ridiculous, they still won't even call it out. They'll still say they believe it. And they'll censor you, and they'll tell you not to come on their shows if you say the election was stolen. I mean, it's a joke. So, you know, I tend to get upset and go on these diatribes, and I just need to stick to the news. It's just ridiculous. We've got some people emerging from our corrupt political class. We've got some people emerging from our mainstream media. We'll give them some credit today. And we've got big social media news. And I'll just say this off the top. Trump had a press conference today, and the only place you could see it was RightsideBroadcasting.com. That was it. They had it on Fox News for about, and that's, I wouldn't even have known about it, actually. I wouldn't even have known about it if it didn't pop on my monitor that has Fox News running all day. And so I saw it, and I was like, oh, okay. And then Fox News cut that feed, and it's not on YouTube, not on Twitter. It's not on Trump's Rumble. So it's nowhere except RightsideBroadcasting.com. That's it. And the announcement was Donald Trump is suing Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook and Twitter, and I think maybe some other CEOs as well. And they keep saying, oh, the best legal team. There might be some good lawyers on there, but you know what? I'm going to comment on this today because I think I know what's going on, and it could be a good thing. But it also could just show you that It's like you're one guy and you're about to play in the World Series, and all you can do is go to the street and pick up some guys just to put a uniform on.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world. We have to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is, you see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better come. Somebody!
Well, our election was stolen from us, and it's really beginning to feel like a big joke. As the Biden ice cream tour continues, there's Joe Biden in a ice cream parlor, and I think it was Pennsylvania over July 4th weekend, and nobody cared. The media was there. That was it. Nobody cares what Joe Biden does. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is having rallies where, once again, tens of thousands of people show up. Millions tune in on the internet. And he's totally banned everywhere. The only place you can even watch Donald Trump is RightsideBroadcasting.com. They don't even show his press conference today suing big tech on Fox News. They cut the feed. So I had to scramble to find it on Right Side Broadcasting as soon as they cut the feed. But again, they had 500,000 people tuning in to watch that today. And most people didn't even hear about it. There was like no marketing at all. I mean, Right Side Broadcasting put up a tweet. I never saw it. I had to go back and find it. And so it's just, it's really just a big joke. The laps the media runs to cover up their lies and their theft. As people are pointing out, as Democrats and liberal members of the media are, oh, I survived the January 6th insurrection. I survived. I'm basically a Holocaust survivor. I'm basically a World War II vet. Somebody look at me, cherish me, love me. People are pointing out like, oh, you remember when you made a big fuss when a Democrat went and shot up a Republican baseball practice? No, you didn't care. Do you remember when that Democrat went and rammed into the gates of the Capitol and then shot an officer, Noah Green? Oh, no, you didn't care about that either, did you? No. I could go on, but what's the point? We all know that the media lies. We all know that Democrats are liars. They didn't have double standards. They wouldn't have any standards at all. If they couldn't lie, they couldn't talk. But so I'll get to that later. I want to pick up where I left off, though, with this social media thing. And so I've got some social media news here. Let me just cover this and tell you what I think is going on. First of all, in kind of the same vein of the censorship, Ivory Hecker, you may remember the Project Veritas local Fox reporter that went to Project Veritas when they were censoring her news on cures for COVID. Ed Henry, defamation lawsuit against Fox. So Ed Henry, I guess he used to work for Fox. Maybe he got dropped or fired. I can't remember. I don't think I see him on there anymore. But this came out. Ivory Hecker tweeted this out, that Fox News, as we've told you, has a blacklist of people who aren't allowed on Fox News. Now, for obvious, I don't have to sit here and name the names. I think that's pretty obvious. But it even says in here, in the lawsuit, I read section C, number 85, prominent attorneys Joe DeGeneva and Victoria Tunsing regularly appeared as Fox News guests for many years, but that all changed when they dared to criticize leftist billionaire George Soros, a friend of the Murdoch family. Both are now blacklisted by Fox News. Insiders expect James O'Keefe, the CEO of Project Veritas, to be blacklisted because of his role in reporting Ms. Hecker's allegations against the Fox News-owned affiliate. A lot of crazy stuff in there, but there's the censorship that the great Fox News, the leader of the conservative news media, the leaders of the conservative thinkers, they have a blacklist. They censor. And most of those people are in this house. And a bonus today, Nick Fuentes is going to join us in the second hour. Pinterest bans all weight loss ads because they don't want to be insensitive. They want to promote body positivity. Okay, well, for most people, probably losing weight and getting in better shape and better physical condition is good. That's body positivity, but not anymore, not in the clown world. In the clown world, you need to be a fat, you know what, because that's the good thing to do. And so it's all about this moral degeneration. It's all about this demoralization and just corrupting mankind and then just getting the laziest people to buy into it to bring the rest of us down. Instagram law will jail influencers for secretly editing appearance. This comes out of Norway. In Norway, advertisers and influencers paid by advertisers will have to clearly label Instagram posts that have been retouched. You know, this is an interesting one, but, you know, I've talked about this a lot. It's really disgusting what people like the Kardashians have done to young girls and women, where they become the standard for beauty and everything about them is fake from the top down, literally fake. And then as if that's not even enough, they edit their images. So, like, you're not even seeing a real person at all. And then that becomes the beauty standard. And then they get the big modeling gigs and everything. And young girls think that that's, you know, what you need to look like. I mean, you want to talk about body positivity. How about getting all the fakers off of your websites? Not banning weight loss ads. How about getting all the fakesters out there? All the plastics, all the Photoshop edits and filters. Make people real again. No. Twitter loses immunity over user-generated content in India. Now, this is an interesting thing that could come into play in America, potentially, where basically it's kind of like the Section 230, where in India now, you can't, it's the same thing. You can't say, oh, I'm open forum, but then edit at the same time. That's them censoring. So you can't say, oh, we're open forum, we're open platform, we're public forum. Then you don't have to adhere to these strict editorial laws. It protects yourself legally, but they are now censoring. They are now editorials. So they're not a public forum. So they're having their cake and eating it too. India gets it. They're fighting back. And so now Trump is fighting back. Donald Trump sues Facebook, Twitter, and Google for censorship of the American people, including himself. Fleckus Talks was out there today. Another person that used to do social media, I hadn't seen her in a long time, and I went and tried to look up her stuff. She used to do a show called, I think, Mornings with Linda. She's a big Latina for Trump. She must be totally banned. I couldn't find her stuff anywhere. And I guess that's why I hadn't seen it in years. And she was up there, and then all of Trump's lawyers were up there too. And so, in fact, we should even, well, we'll maybe try to get Fleckus or somebody on the show to talk about how it was. I think he's still having lunch with Donald Trump. Here's what I think is happening. You know what? I don't have time to explain it right now, so I'm going to have to come back and do it on the other side. But I think I understand what's happening right now with this lawsuit and with Donald Trump down in Florida. And maybe it makes sense of kind of what's developed in the last 4 years and perhaps where Donald Trump is going to be going in the future. But we're about to go to a break, so I'm going to have to do that when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, during this break, jump over to InfoWarsStore.com. Jump over to InfoWarsStore.com and get the best shower head on the market before it sells out. I may just decide I'm going to keep plugging this deal until it sells out. I don't know why. We just sell this shower head. Nobody ever talks about it, and I just think it's the greatest shower head ever. I have it in my house. And then whenever I talk about it, people rush to buy it, and so kind of like that. So get the Pro Pure Chrome Plus shower filter with Pro Max. That's the big boy. That's the big boy with the extendable hose. Tell you got some dirt on your legs from playing golf. Not like Biden. He somehow comes out squeaky clean. You take that down there. You brush your legs off. You get all that grass and dirt off there. The best shower head in the market is at InfoWarsStore.com. Who else can say that? We can. And it's 10% off right now on our extended July 4 Super Sale.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, then we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life
is under attack.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
So I'm just doing my normal daily routine with all the news monitors up. And I see that a Donald Trump, President Trump, President in Exile, press conference pops up, which I had no idea was happening. Didn't see any promotion of it, any marketing, nothing. You know, that's just the censorship era we live in. Pretty big deal, though. The former president, who's banned off of all these big tech websites, announces he's going to be suing them. And, you know, I don't think he's really doing it for headlines. We'll see how it goes. But again, I see it pop up on Fox, and I think at the time Harrison Smith was live, and so I had Harrison Smith on, and I got all the other news over here, and then at Fox, and I paused, or I muted that, and I turned it up for Trump to hear what he's saying, and then Fox News cuts the feed, and there's nowhere else you can find him. Just boop, just up. Oh, Trump's having a big press conference, suing big tech, and cut the feed. And no one else is going to cover it except rightsidebroadcasting.com. That's literally the only place on the internet where I could find it. Crazy. And now I will say this. I hope that Donald Trump has smart people around him that are smart enough. And really, he needs young people that are savvy with social media, because he has a Rumble account now that he should be utilizing. And he's had a couple of successful live streams on there. And I went to his Rumble site, and I'm like, how is this not on his Rumble site? That's a major oversight by Trump's people. The fact that Donald Trump doesn't have anyone around him with enough savvy to get up a live stream on his own channel on Rumble. So he's now confined to a single site, rightsidebroadcasting.com, that deals with his own censorship. Nonetheless, that press conference still has more views than any of Biden's events from over the weekend, 4th of July weekend, including his 4th of July speech and all of his ice cream tours, his ice cream socials. But nonetheless, here's what I think is going on with Donald Trump right now. And this is kind of, I'll take kind of a life philosophy and then boil it back down to what's going on. In life, you've heard this new term or meme or whatever come to popularity in the last 4 or 5 years. 3D chess, 4D chess, 5D chess. Well, what does that actually mean? Basically, it's to me, the philosophical explanation is that in any, it all stems from any action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And so 1D chess is understanding what I do right now at this time, and then what is going to follow. It's pretty basic stuff. Most people have one-dimensional thinking. It's the lowest form of thinking. It's what you develop when you're a child. Oh, I knocked that glass over. It's going to spill. You know, I ripped this paper. It's going to rip. I light on fire, whatever. It's one-dimensional thinking. It's average liberal, probably one-dimensional thinking. Then there's two-dimensional thinking. Okay, well, if I knock this glass over here, then I know that someone over there in the crew, or I know if you're at home, I know my mom is going to come clean it up. And so now you're on two-dimensional thinking. So you can see the two levels. Again, that's kind of rudimentary, but now you're starting to get, you know, more higher IQ, advanced intelligence stuff. You're starting to grow up, mature in your mind as a kid. Then you get to three-dimensional thinking. This is three-dimensional thinking is really where you've reached probably the average peak that just applies to any normal situation. But then you can apply that to different areas of life. So you could be a great ball coach and understand things that you do in the third dimensional level. Then you'll be a great ball coach. Or you can be great at business and understand the three dimensional levels and the cause and equal and opposite reactions and all this stuff. And you can see it three moves out, or use it as a chess analogy, which I think is the easiest to explain. I know I can see three moves ahead, and I can exponentially see the other three moves off of those three moves. So it's like three different moves, three different ways, and then three different reactions. That's the best way to understand it. So if you can reach that level of three-dimensional chess on any specific thing, you've pretty much mastered that thing. You've got it under control. If you can reach four or five levels, five dimensional levels, you're like the greatest of all time. You're like absolute master level. So Donald Trump as a businessman, Donald Trump as a real estate man, Donald Trump maybe even as an entertainment figure, had three-dimensional chess, maybe even for business and real estate, four or five-dimensional chess, one of the best. But with politics, maybe he hasn't developed that skill yet. He's new to politics. He's a smart guy. He has the one-dimensional thinking. Maybe he's developed two. Maybe he's starting to understand three. But maybe a lot of these things that we gave Trump credit for, saying, wow, what a three-dimensional, four-dimensional chess move, incredible. Maybe he just got lucky. Maybe he just got lucky on those things. That's not a knock to Donald Trump. I'm just telling you what's going on here. So now, though, he's been through the ringer. He's been through D.C. He was the president for 4 years. They stole the election. He's seen all this stuff. Now he's probably really developed that three-dimensional thinking and trying to figure out how he can leverage that into the future. Now, here's the problem. The entire corrupt establishment and system and world is against Trump. And I know there's people that tune into this and say, look, Trump's not against us. He was that. He screwed us. I understand that. We can have a debate on that. You can make those points and arguments. I don't think Trump is meaning to sell us out. I don't think Trump is an operative against America. I don't believe that. I understand the points and the people that bring that up and make that argument, and I respect that. I don't believe that yet. I believe even Trump was deceived many times. I believe there were people working around Trump that were deceivers and con artists and criminals. But how could Trump have known that? He was never in D.C. So Trump comes from New York to D.C., all run by leftists, all run by corrupt Democrats, all the most corrupt establishment people in New York and D.C. So it makes it tough to find help. It makes it tough to find American patriots. It makes it tough to find anybody to even trust. And so he was in that situation leading up to the 2016 election and then for his first term as U.S. president. Now he's in Florida. A lot more patriots in Florida. A lot better government in Florida. Not as corrupt as New York. Not as corrupt as D.C. Still going to have a problem recruiting people to fight this establishment, knowing what they've done to him, knowing what they've done to his associates, but probably better luck will be had in Florida to build that foundation and that fight than had in New York or D.C. Now, I'm not sure if there's going to be any big reports on his legal team. I saw some kind of minor reports on it breaking down some of the individuals. There's some big names, some key names, kind of some show lawyers. And then there's some lawyers on there that you're just going to be shaking your head like, what are they doing on there? Like Greta Van Susteren's husband is on the team. there's lawyers that handle things that literally have nothing to do at all, like transactional lawyers and like other stuff that have nothing at all to do with censorship and don't seem to belong on this case at all. But here's the analogy. Here's what I think is happening is that it's like if I just got told, hey, you're going to be playing in the NBA finals, but you're going to have to find a team by tomorrow if you want to play. And it's just like, what? So what do? You just go to the local gym or like the local park and you're just, hey, I need 10 guys. Can anybody play? Like anybody want to fill a uniform? Any warm bodies can join me out here? And so I think that that's the level that Trump has reached at this point. Any warm body that he can put a uniform on, anybody who's willing to stand up and fight this fight with him, he brings them on. Now, that comes with an opening for con men and sleaze balls and bad actors to get in there and try to foil the thing. But what are you going to do? The whole system is against you. You've been betrayed by a bunch of people. People stab you in the back. So I think Trump is genuinely trying to build a new foundation. He took some time off, but I think he's genuinely trying to build a foundation of patriots. And it's not going to be perfect, and there's going to be mistakes made. But hey, again, it's like, I got to go play in the finals. I don't have a team, so I'm just going to go find anybody that wants to fill a jersey. And so I think that's what Trump is doing with this lawsuit and with some of the other stuff he's working on right now as well.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear fighting it.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Yeah, this is Merrick Garland. Asking Chris Ray, how is your search for the pipe bomber on January 6th going? Have you found the pipe bomber? No, Attorney General Garland, but we did find somebody that was in D.C. on January 6th, and we went to their house, and they had a Lego set of the Capitol.
Oh my gosh. Somebody shut it down.
All right, that's the clown world that we're living in now. No, I'm not even kidding you, but the memes. How do they come up with it so fast? Get your Lego Capitol invasion set. Oh my gosh, I'll tell you. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. I mean, it creates the best. The tyranny creates the best comedy ever. But it's, the implications are kind of frightening. Nonetheless, here are some of the liberals and Democrats and news reporters that are pretending like they just fought in a war. Like, they're stolen valor. That's when people go around in military outfits and they'll get called out. There's a whole YouTube channel, I believe it's still up. And then actual veterans see them in the uniform and they got their pins on wrong and they got the wrong, everything. The uniform's not right and they call it out on them and they just get totally embarrassed in public. So that's one level of shame, pretending to be a veteran wearing the uniform. That's a physical level of fraud and embarrassment. This is an intellectual, philosophical level rape of reality. With these Democrats and these media members pretending like they had to endure the wrath of Khan because they were in D.C. on the 6th, which of course are just more of their lies. Yeah, here's just a video of a guy getting called out for stolen valor, probably wearing, someone else's military uniform, pretending it's them. You know, they get free stuff and discounts and they like the parking spots or whatever, and they get caught and people film them. But see, I'm not a veteran. I didn't serve in the military. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend like, I'm some 5-star general, or I'm not going to go around calling people out for stolen valor like the veterans would. But, I am a member of the media. I have been to a few chaotic events in my day. Hell, I've ended up in handcuffs a couple times. And you don't see me coming on air. Oh my God, the misery of this, the misery. Oh, I mean, I go into pits, death cult pits of liberal demons. And I mean, it's much worse than probably anything these people endured during the insurrection, the fake insurrection that they couldn't explain. They just liked the buzzwords. But man, oh man, look at some of the stolen valor. I just don't have a better word to call it, because it's not stolen valor, but I mean, it's the same concept. It's this intellectual thing, this philosophical thing where they act like, oh, they endured so much drama. Just more of their lies, just more of their BS. They can't put the lie down. They have to keep playing with the lie. And part of the reason they have to keep playing with the lie is because they want the lie to live. It's like a schoolyard bully that sees some kid it wants to bully with a new toy, like a yo-yo or something, and really doesn't like a yo-yo, doesn't even know how to yo-yo, but wants to bully that kid and take its yo-yo. So takes the kid's yo-yo, and everyone's staring at it and staring at the kid. So it just pretends it's playing with the yo-yo, pretends it likes the yo-yo and everything, just to, you know, just as an excuse for their bullying. Oh, I wanted this yo-yo. No, you're just a jerk. So here's some of the ridiculousness that we're getting here from vice.com. So angry. Reporters who survived the Capitol riot are still struggling. Who didn't survive, by the way? Who didn't survive the Capitol riot? Oh, that's right. Four Trump supporters that were there, killed by police. That's right. Ashley Babbitt, shot in cold blood. Another individual pushed off a ledge. Two other individuals had explosives go off near them and ended up having health problems like heart attacks. And then there was another lady in a crowd of a million people that died of an overdose. So that's who didn't survive the Capitol riot. Not, oh my God. How many politicians didn't survive? How many journalists didn't survive? So it's all this big sick game that the media plays and the Democrats play, but it's all the same now. Acting like they're the victims. Oh, I'm a victim because I'm this. Oh, I'm a victim because I'm that. I'm gay. I'm black. I survived the Capitol riot. I'm a victim. Look at me. Love me. Give me the attention. Me, 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 me. It's like these new liberal athletes like, oh, it's so hard to be a tennis player. Oh my gosh. The media asks me questions. You make millions of dollars to play tennis. Shut up. Oh, I have mental health problems. Oh, now I get it. You're a liberal. Now I see you do have mental health problems. I apologize. And so they go throughout this, just dramatizing everything like, oh my gosh, I thought I'd never get out of there. Like AOC, oh, I was hiding under my desk. I was hiding in the bathroom. Oh, she lied about all that. She wasn't even in the same building. They can't help themselves. Here's Andy Kim, perhaps the biggest joker of them all. 6 months ago today, I wore this blue suit as I cleaned the Capitol after the insurrection. Now I just donated it to the Smithsonian. They don't want it, dude. They don't want it. Nobody wants it. Not even you, apparently. January 6th must never be forgotten. Oh, can you imagine what it's going to be like January 6th, 2022? Oh, my gosh. It's going to be bigger than 9/11. Bigger than the Pearl Harbor anniversary. It's going to be the biggest thing ever. And it's because they have to continue their lie, see? So they'll make a big fuss about it. They'll probably stage something at the Capitol. And they'll love police that day, too. They love police one day of the year. That's January 6th. Every other day, they hate them. Yeah, there's AOC lying about her thing. By the way, we are going to break the rules on AOC today. We got a clip coming up of AOC that's just, it's the funniest thing. But, January 6th must never be forgotten. While some try to erase history, I will fight to tell the story so it never happens again. I'd love to hear them actually tell the real story. Who actually died at the Capitol that day? Who died at the Capitol that day? Who was it? They'll never tell you the truth. It wasn't them. Olivia Beavers. I sat down to write this 6 months ago today with hands that were still shaking and legs that felt like lead just hours after the Capitol attack unfolded. Oh, it must be so hard. I didn't want to risk the trauma drowning out what I'd seen / what happened inside the House chamber. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, see, it's also ridiculous because the whole chamber and the Congress was back in session within 5 hours after the event. Within 5 hours. I can count the hours on one hand. Within 5 hours, they were back in session. How many days and nights In fact, I still don't think parts of Washington Square or Lafayette Square in D.C. are still open. I still think it's shut down. The area where they burned the church to the ground and where they were having bonfires every night and setting trees on fire, burning dumpsters, thousands of police officers hospitalized. Now, that lasted for weeks, and I still don't think Lafayette Square is open. So technically, that's still impacting Washington, D.C. The Democrat riots, the mainstream media, liberal Democrat riots are still impacting D.C. to this day. The effects of January 6th can't be felt anywhere. Trump's out of office. They're arresting all the people they want, shutting everybody down, lying about the whole thing. These people are such lying scumbags. Caitlin Collins breathlessly quoting Joe Biden. Not even during the Civil War did insurrectionists breach our Capitol, the citadel of our democracy, as they steal elections and burn federal buildings to the ground and burn police stations to the ground. But 6 months ago today, insurrectionists did. This was not dissent, it was disorder. Yeah, 6 months after they burned Portland to the ground, burned Chicago to the ground, burned Minneapolis to the ground. Should I go on? See, they just keep lying. But this is certainly what they were looking for. FBI seizes fully constructed U.S. Capitol Lego set from alleged riot leader. They found the one, guys. And I'm sure, you know, it was like Ocean's 11 in this guy's apartment or house. You know, he was using the Lego set of the Capitol to scheme where he was going to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what they want you to believe. FBI still on hunt for suspects in Capitol riot despite more than 500 arrests. Piers Morgan says, I know who killed Ashley Babbitt, but you don't, and neither does her family, and it's not right. Yeah, that's because we have a corrupt, authoritarian, totalitarian, tyrannical Democrat Party merged with the corporate tech Borg conquering our country right now, usurping us, insurrecting us.
On a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
I'm gay. I'm black. I survived the Capitol attack. I'm gay. I'm black. I survived the Capitol attack. Look at me. Love me. I need attention right now, please. I'm a liberal. I'm a Democrat. I'm a liar. I forgot the rest of this line because Joe Biden's my leader and he has no brain. All right. Rob Dew came in here and told me I missed a perfect rhyme there, and so I had to repeat it on air. But it's true. That's the whole thing. This is the new victimhood is, oh, everyone's a survivor of January 6th. Like, you'll ask some liberal who was like on the beach in Los Angeles or something. And he's like, oh, where were you during January 6th? Oh, I was so traumatized. I barely survived it. I was on the pier. And boy, oh boy. I mean, I just remember that day. Like, oh, am I going to survive this? I just don't know. What about my friends? What about my family? What about my dogs and my cats? Give us a break. You know, but here's the thing. Again, it's all the Tokyo Rose, Baghdad Bob media. Liberals are very unpopular. The New World Order is dead on arrival, but they own all the media. They own all the big tech companies. So they just massage and amplify their message to make it out like it's dominating you. It's not. All this woke BS. Oh, I'm gay. Oh, I'm this color skin. Like, oh, look at me. Oh, January 6th insurrection. Yalla-di-da. 90% of Americans know it's complete tripe. But see, they're all censored. Their message doesn't get out. It's all the corporate messaging. It's all the New World Order messaging and propaganda. It's what's allowed on social media. But let me digress and play this hilarious clip. So I have a rule. We don't play AOC on the air because why give that any airtime? But this is classic. This is during a congressional hearing. This is not edited. This is in the same congressional hearing. AOC telling a big whopper of a lie. This woman is so stupid, it's unbelievable. Or she thinks you're so stupid, it's unbelievable. And then you have Alex Epstein, who I've actually seen speak, very smart on these issues. But watch this guy destroy AOC in her just outright complete ignorance on this issue. Watch this.
Now I want to debunk some of this, some of this, I would say, Chicken Little arguments on how if we would close.
And by the way, pause it right there, because I should do a full body language on this. This is what people who lie do and what stupid people do. When they talk to you, they close their eyes when they're thinking. And then when they realize they have something they can say, they roll their eyes up and they always keep their hands above their navel. It's all body language. And never trust anyone that shows you the tops of the whites of their eyes. Okay, but finish the clip.
AES can close tomorrow while keeping the lights on and preventing price increases on the island.
Energy is the industry that powers every other industry. The lower cost and more reliable energy is, the lower cost and more reliable everything is, and vice versa. And I just want to stress that Puerto Rico's energy situation is terrible. And one of the reasons I want to testify today is nobody is talking about that. They're talking about how do we maintain the status quo? The status quo is terrible in Puerto Rico. It desperately needs more low-cost, reliable energy. And just as one more comment, it doesn't seem like anybody here knows the actual facts. So I just want to stress, what percentage right now, I cannot believe, I mean, I'm really disappointed that Representative Ocasio-Cortez talks about shutting down the coal plant tomorrow. I don't know if anyone knows what percentage of renewables the whole island is. So it's 2.5%. I mean, this is so disappointing that we're talking about this so unseriously. So we really need to highlight the value of low cost, reliable energy and really talk about why Puerto Rico needs much more of it. I don't mean to pick on Representative Ocasio-Cortez, but she tweeted the infrastructure's failures in Texas are quite literally what happens when you don't pursue a Green New Deal. No, in fact, plenty of places around the world can deal with hot and cold when they have enough reliable, resilient electricity. Texas defunded reliable, resilient electricity, including winterization, to pay tens of billions of dollars for unreliable solar and wind that don't work when you need them the most. This is really, you want to talk about an existential threat? This energy policy is an existential threat to the U.S. And I mean, unbelievable. I mean, it would make Puerto Rico into truly a consistently third world country.
Ouch. But see, that's exactly it says. Why are we doing such an unserious discussion here? Because they're clowns. AOC is a clown. The Democrats are clowns. They're liars. They're criminals. You can't have a serious conversation with these people.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, Nick Fuentes has been grounded, literally grounded. He is not allowed to fly because, you know, the federal government and, well, I guess really we don't know. They don't even have to answer. They just don't like him, I suppose. But he's made it. He is here at the InfoWars World Headquarters. We're glad to have him. And we're going to be discussing the future. I want to discuss the future of the quote-unquote conservative movement or the Republican Party or how we can build something new out of the remains of that as it's just being deteriorated right now before our eyes. But there are people that are starting to see the light on the conservative side of the aisle. And so we have to also highlight them and try to ally with them. So, Nick, you put out a tweet the other day. I want to start it with this. It said, I don't remember the exact tweet. I forgot to print it, but maybe the crew can find it, or maybe you remember it, saying that the conservative movement has failed us. The Republican Party has failed us. That's how we are in this situation right now. And I completely agree. So then the challenge is how do you begin a new movement? I think America First has caught on. Politicians are saying it. Trump is saying it. I don't know if they'll give you any credit, but they'll say it at least. So that's a good thing. But how do you take that movement and have the understanding that no, this isn't the old Republican Party that plays games with the left. This isn't the old conservative movement that hedges and bends and you know, tolerates. No, this is the new America First movement that draws lines in the sand and says no more, rejects the liberalization, rejects the communization, rejects all the stuff that's been accepted by the Republicans, by the conservative movement over the course of the last decades.
Well, I think where it starts is pushing the envelope away from where the Republican Party is, because, you know, my tweet about that was in response to an article that was actually written about me. And it was written for, I think, a publication called The Jewish Journal, actually. It was retweeted by Ben Shapiro. And the article said something like, Nick Fuentes has no place in the conservative movement. And it...
No place.
No place, yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's no room for you.
That's right. But there is for, like, Bill Kristol and for Dave Rubin. And
don't forget about Lady MAGA, okay.
Yeah, Lady MAGA, right? So there's no place for me, but for other people, there seems to be. But, you know, I read that article and it kind of dawned on me. I said, you know, why would I want to be welcome in the conservative movement? You look at the conservative movement between the Republican Party that Trump defeated in 16, Fox News. What exists now isn't working. And not only is it not working now, but it's never worked. It hasn't worked for 30, 40 years. And so I read that article and the wheels started to turn. And I said, you know, I'm not welcome in the conservative movement. That's a good thing. And I think that we have to start by defining ourselves as maybe outside the conservative movement. I don't hate all conservatives. I'm not against all conservatives. I identify as conservative, but we have to break away from the sort of institutions that define what we think of as conservative. Like Fox News is maybe the best example. There's an institution that they maintain a blacklist. You know that. I think everyone.
Well, it just came out actually in Ed Henry's lawsuit.
Yeah, right. And there are many people on there, people that, like, I think many people wouldn't even consider that controversial on the conservative side.
James O'Keefe is going to be blacklisted by Fox News.
Yeah, well, James O'Keefe, I think Ann Coulter was at one point. Michelle Malkin was. Yep. I don't think anybody at InfoWars would ever be welcome there. I certainly am not.
I don't even know if you're allowed to say InfoWars or Alex Jones. You probably can't even say the words.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. I'm sure that's the case. And so you look at an institution like that and say, you know, they're not getting the job done. Obviously, they're not conservative. They don't represent people. I think that, you know, where we define ourselves as America First or maybe New Generation or something is we're the ones that are not going to be accepted into that movement. So we have to create our own parallel infrastructure, like what you have here at InfoWars, what we're trying to do at America First. What other people are trying to do is I think build sort of like a constellation of new institutions. On the conservative side, you've got everything from like the Leadership Institute to Turning Point to Fox News to Heritage Foundation, and endless list of organizations that serve different functions, you know, different organs in the conservative movement.
And are mostly run by the donor class, the same donor class that runs DC for all intents and purposes.
That's right. Yeah. It's billionaires. It's multimillionaires. It's the interests. You know, just take a look at the donor list, like you said, of the people that put up the money for these things. And so we basically need to build up a constellation of institutions, of organs that are parallel for America First, and not for the donor interest, not for so-called Conservatism Inc. or anything like that, but for America. It was a little disappointing that Trump didn't do that, because, you know, I half expected that even if Trump didn't totally succeed in his presidency, after his presidency, he could have been sort of like a vanguard for like a transformation, a revolution in the Republican Party, that when he left, at least the institutions would have changed. But instead, the institutions changed him. You know, the things that have come out since he left office, like the America First Policy Institute, for example, bears the name America First. It has former Trump admin officials inside of it. And I think they just came out today with the press conference about, I think they're suing Facebook and Google and Twitter. But if you look at their actual website, if you go on their policies, it's virtually no different from anything else in conservatism. It doesn't talk about immigration. It doesn't talk about the foreign wars. It talks about hawkishness towards China. It talks about how we're going to open the door to legal immigration. And it's called the America First Policy Institute. So, you know, it's kind of actually more difficult after Trump, because it seems like there's this Pied Piper effect where he's taking a lot of these people who are revolting against the party in 16 and leading them right back into it, right back into the same movement. So,
well, I don't know if that's as much Donald Trump as it is just the funnel of DC, where a lot of these groups probably start with the right intentions, but they run into the same problems of, well, how am I going to get funding, or how am I going to get any notoriety? How am I going to get a leg in a door anywhere? And the same thing happens. The same donor class comes in, introduces them to the people, and they say, well, I have to cooperate here now. Now you start to cater your message. You start to curve your message. And this is my theory. I talked about this earlier, because I think that Trump may be trying to do that in Florida. And that's why he got out of New York. Now he's out of DC. He's maybe trying to build that base in Florida right now, where the government isn't as corrupt and he can actually build with real patriots. But it's still going to be tough. The analogy I made was, it's be like if somebody came up to you and said, hey, you're in the NBA finals tomorrow, but you got to go make your team. Well, what are you going to, anybody who can fill a jersey at that point, like you look at some of the lawyers on his big tech lawsuit, it's like he's just looking for anybody in a suit that's willing to hop on the train and take on the establishment.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. I don't blame him like personally, because he's immortal. And that's the thing. In 2016, when he came into office after he won the election, his transition team was led by Reince Priebus, the head of the RNC, you know,
and big mistake.
Huge mistake. But you can't blame him, because who's he going to fill up the White House with? Who's he going to make the national security advisor from the Trump organization? Like, it wasn't going to happen. So, you know, you almost can't blame him, because that's the nature of the beast. But that is almost the effect that he's having, whether he intends to or not, because, you know, I've always had like a personal loyalty to Trump because of what he did in 16. And it's so admirable what he did and this impossible journey that he was on since he announced in 2015. But it seems like the same interests that corrupted the White House, from Kushner and Ivanka and others, are now almost corrupting the post-presidency, where he's endorsing people like Marco Rubio and Tim Scott and Greg Abbott here in Texas. These are terrible endorsements. And the AFPI, America First Policy Institute, and a few other organizations which bear the name America First, they're not pushing it in the right direction. So that kind of leaves people like you and I and others, like I said, Michelle earlier and others, we have to build a constellation of organizations that can perform the same job that Conservative Inc. does, but in favor of a truly America First nationalist movement.
Well, and I believe in a fair playing field, the Nick Fuentes America First movement even beats a Turning Point USA movement. And I think you kind of proved that with the Groypers in a way. And I believe that an InfoWars type of news broadcast beats a Fox News type of broadcast. The problem is we're not allowed on the playing field. And, you know, that's why this lawsuit, I don't really expect much to come from this lawsuit. Maybe we can get a victory here. But, you know, that's the problem with this censorship. It's like people want this information. They want an America First policy that actually means America First. You know, I'm going to ask you this. We're about to go to break, but maybe we can carry this on. Why do you think the conservative establishment hates you so much? My theory is it's because you're really honed on political messages, which they claim to own. You know, I'm kind of just, Alex and us here, kind of like wild men with like a, you know, a shotgun in a zombie movie or something. But you hit the political points that they don't want anybody to touch. They just want it there to be a little box around it, like nobody can touch it. You touch them and they're like, oh, no, you can't touch that.
That's right. I mean, that's exactly it. Ultimately, it comes down to my message is truly taboo. You know, what they pretend to be, I am. What they pretend to say, I actually do say. So yeah, I think it comes down to the substance.
Yeah, let's get into that, because I believe that's what it is. They don't want to be exposed by somebody who's actually living and breathing what they claim that they are, the Republican establishment, the conservative establishment in D.C. But hey, you know what? If they can get access to that big media event and take a picture with somebody in Congress and get some likes on social media, hey, that's how we win.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
We're back here live on the Infowars War Room, brought to you by Infowarsstore.com. Nick Fuentes is with us, and we're just discussing, where does the Trump movement, conservative movement, Republican Party, go in the future? The America First movement. We have to make sure that the bad people in D.C. and on the conservative side of the aisle don't scuttle the America First movement like they tried to scuttle and in many ways successfully scuttled the Trump presidency. But I want to pick up where we left off here. And I asked Nick, why do you think the Republican Party chooses to go after you so much? And my theory is it's because you touch the untouchables. I mean, the big one is obvious, discussing our relationship with Israel. That one is like, oh, you're not allowed to talk or touch that or question it or anything. I mean, that's kind of a telltale sign. But there's other things too. The acceptance of homosexuality and transsexuality and all the other stuff. I mean, do you believe that that's what it is? It's touching on those taboo, untouchable things that the Republican Party has just decided we're going to put our hands in the air and you're not allowed to talk about this. This is just how it is. Do you think that's why they cancel events or they tell people not to talk about you or do a conference with you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's because, you know, I'm pushing the envelope on issues like that. And, you know, even a good example recently is this critical race theory stuff with Christopher Rufo. Christopher Rufo from Manhattan Institute, he's been pushing for about a year critical race theory and pushing against it. Actually, he's been,
wait, the media told me that doesn't exist.
Yeah, no,
there's just, you know, all these videos of parent teacher conferences and, you know, them pushing it into legislation, but it doesn't exist.
Well, it's like Antifa, you know,
it's just an idea.
That's right. Yeah. But,
just smashing your face with a brick is an idea now.
Yeah, right. Well, and every day the drumbeat of anti-white, anti-Western, you know, that's just, that's called being a good person, right?
Yeah. You should be tolerant of that.
Right.
By the way, we're not doing they do this thing where there's no racial replacement thing. Oh, and then they brag. They post the graphs showing how there's like not going to be white people by the year 2050. And they're like, yes, we did it, but we're not doing it, but we did it.
Well, if we say it, that's a white nationalist conspiracy theory. When they champion it, yeah, that's just par for the course. But with critical race theory, it's Christopher Rufo, very vocal. I think he brought it to the attention even of Donald Trump last year when Trump was president. That's when Trump passed that executive order banning critical race theory from federal contractors and for government. And that was thanks to Christopher Rufo. He did a good job for the past year, but lately he held this big summit. I think it was in Colorado or something with other anti-CRT activists. And since then, they've all come out and said, well, critical race theory is bad, but what's even worse is white identity. What's far worse than critical race theory and Marxism and all of that is if white people develop some kind of a racial consciousness. And if people begin to identify CRT with what it is, which is anti-white hatred. And so something like that is very telling because he goes on Tim Pool and he goes on Fox News and he says that. He goes out and says, you know, what would be far more concerning is not CRT undermining our civilization. It's the potential consequences of if white people, you know, had some kind of solidarity between each other and opposing that. And so something like that, you know, I'm willing to go on my show and say, look, you could call it critical race theory, you could call it Marxism, but what's the expression of this? It's anti-white hatred. They go in and they say, well, and I just said this on Alex's show, they say that, well, racism is the worst thing that there is, the worst thing you could be. It's not a murderer or a rapist or a pedophile or a Satanist. It's a racist. And the worst person is Hitler. Only white people can be racist because racism is prejudice plus power. Black people can't be racist. Asians can't be racist towards white people. So they say racism is the worst. Only white people can be racist. Then they say, well, every white person is racist, even if you're liberal. And we just saw a book. Me and my friend were driving through on our road trip. We stopped in a Target. We saw a book that said something. I forget the title. It was from the author that wrote about white fragility or something. And the title was something about how white allies are actually still racist. You know, white BLM allies.
There are no white allies.
Right. And so it's okay. Racism's the worst. Only white people could be racist. All white people are racist. And it's like, okay, so let's just come right out and say the CRT stuff, the sort of dominant ideology that's being pushed is anti-white. It is racial. I know that a lot of white people don't like to think of it that way. I never thought of it that way. I grew up in a suburb and never thought twice about race. But this is being pushed in all the schools and the media and Hollywood. It's white people are evil. And so I go on my show and say something like that. And then they come down hard. And Chris Rufo retweeted me and said, you're disgusting. White identity is disgusting. They want people to think that CRT is just about Marxism. It's, and what they say is, actually, it's anti-Asian. Critical race theory is anti-Black. When a teacher goes in and says that white people committed all the evil things in history and it affected Black people, that's not bad for white people. It's bad for Black people because it tells them to be victims. So it's about everything other than what it's really about. And so that's just one of the latest examples of where, you know, even when Con Inc. is talking about something that may be happening, there's a divergence between them and I on sort of the clarity of what's happening here. I'm willing to go on my show and say explicitly, well, it sounds like anti-white to me.
And well, it sounds like Rufo, and I don't know his work too much. It just sounds like he's being intellectually dishonest. I could understand the notion, kind of like how they intentionally stole the election, but like made it so obvious to do the divide so they could run all these other campaigns. I would understand the philosophy if he said, look, because I agree with this. When I cover race issues, there's always a part of me that's like soured and bittersweet. Like, I don't even want to talk about it. I feel like even talking about it is part of the problem, but they force us to talk about it. So you respond to it and then you're like, wait, am I adding to the problem? But so I could understand the notion of, hey, let's not let critical race theory, you know, put us into groups and have this like ancient tribalism of it's, you know, white people here, Black people there, whatever. Let's just all reject it. It's bad for all people. But to say that part of this agenda isn't anti-white is just intellectually dishonest. I mean, maybe not from the people that wrote it. I mean, you could make that argument, but from the people that preach it and from the people that promote it and for the people that are fighting for it, they're obviously anti-white bigots. They don't even hide it.
Right, exactly. And you know, I'm on my show, like you just said, just telling it like it is, the obvious. You know, when you see these anti-white hate crimes and anti-white stuff in media, that's just what it is.
They don't even cover it. Where was that shooting? It was last month. The guy shot and killed two white people. He said he was in Alabama and Georgia just shooting white people. He's like, yeah, I just wanted to shoot white people. Didn't even make the news.
Yeah, no. I covered that on my show. And yeah, he said that he felt like white people were oppressing him his whole life and he wanted to go and find white people to shoot. And, you know, so I talk about that on my show. And I think ultimately it's inconvenient for these kinds of things to make its way into the narrative, because I think people like that are trying to push this. I think Bannon is a part of this, or a lot of people are part of this. They think that the solution for this electoral problem that Republicans have, like we may not be able to win Texas in the future. We can't win California because of the changing demographics. They think the answer is this so-called multiracial working class populism. They think that if we can convince all the poor and working class Hispanics and Blacks to join up in the cause with white Republicans, we're going to be able to salvage the Republican Party. That's what Bannon says. He says working class populism is going to rule this country for 100 years. And they think that with these sort of like clever tricks, if they can convince like Asians to vote for Republicans because CRT is anti-Asian, that's going to shore up the Republican, you know, voting.
That's like the Democrat playbook, though.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, I guess if it's been beating you for years, you figure, I guess I'll try it.
Right.
But that's what the Democrats do, is they do these little end around moves to make you emotional attached to an issue that draws you to vote.
Right. That's exactly what it is. And I think me coming out and just saying like, well, here's what's going on, it's inconvenient for that sort of clever strategy that they've come up with, which to me is a pile of sand. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's real. And, you know, they don't want that to be exposed, because the real stuff is going to show very quickly how unserious that kind of thinking is.
There has to be zero tolerance for this. That's what this comes down to. There needs to be zero tolerance for any communism. We really need to bring back the un-American Civil Liberties Union or whatever it was.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air. globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
Infowars.com/show.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So Nick Fuentes and I were playing with our Legos during the break, and then we realized that that might be a capital offense. And so you're not allowed to play with Legos anymore. And, you know, Nick, when I was a kid, I had a Lego set. It was like a Wild Wild West Lego set. And there was this one that was a bank. And you build the bank, and it had, like, this little trigger. You could, like, blow it up with this fake stick of dynamite. And so I think that makes me a bank robber. I think that that probably implicates me in every bank robbery in U.S. history. Hell, even if it happened before I was born, that probably implicates me in every bank robbery for playing with that Lego set.
Yeah, well, I'm going to plead the Fifth Amendment here. I don't want to incriminate myself. I don't think I played with any Legos like that, any insurrectionary Legos.
Are you sure about that? Mm. We'll say this is under oath, even though it's not, just to be used against you in court.
I think I built like the Krusty Krab, things like that, but definitely.
Whoa, you built a Krusty Krab?
Yeah.
That means anybody who's had bad seafood poisoning, probably on you, bud.
That's me. Me in the chum bucket.
Yeah. You're plankton, actually.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Nick Fuentes is in studio with us. And what a crazy time to be an American citizen dealing with all this nonsense. Yeah, there it is, guys. There's the Capitol Lego set that, of course, they used as a model to decide. And I'm sure they had laser pointers and like those old things that your teachers used to have to point at the board. And they said, all right, we're going to put our guys here and we're going to put our guys here. I mean, it's just a total clown show. But they actually take this serious. That's what's so crazy. They really think this is serious. And the FBI agents actually seized a Lego set
and you have all these, I got this whole stack of these liberals and these media like, oh, I survived the insurrection. I survived January 6th. Somebody donated their jacket to the Smithsonian because they wore it on January 6th. Like, what do they think this is?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it is their, I guess it is their Reichstag style event. So, I mean, in that scope, it is kind of history.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's funny to me because after the Capitol, I remember they were saying things to the effect of the sacred hall of democracy, our sacred temple of democracy. And I tweeted out, I think a day or a week after, I said, are we forgetting like what building this is and for which government? This is the United States Capitol. It's like, I don't know if I can say this on air, but this is like where prostitutes hang out, the equivalent of, right? I
mean, political prostitutes.
Right. The idea.
And Kamala Harris.
Right. Well, she's, that's right. A real prostitute. But this is the equivalent of like, I mean, that's what it is. This is where quid pro quo happens. This is where donors and other billionaires buy politicians. I think Congress has like a 10% approval rating.
Lowest ever.
Oh, yeah. And I think they're lower than almost like any other institution in America. If you compare them to like teachers or
like
military.
Catholic priests and like the Boy Scouts that have had to settle like thousands of, you know, pedophile lawsuits. The Congress is still lower.
Yeah. And then, you know, the Capitol, you know, there's a riot, it gets a little rowdy, or there's a federal operation going on there. And people say, our sacred temple of democracy, our sacred hall of democracy. There's nothing sacred about it. And, you know, I have to say, you know, and my lawyer told me like not to say things like this. But honestly, I was on the ground that day. I didn't do anything illegal. I didn't encourage anything illegal. But seeing 100,000 patriots or 200,000, 300,000 patriots surrounding the U.S. Capitol was an awesome feeling. And I don't know if you agree. I don't know if you want to say you agree, but seeing that happen in D.C. in that moment, it was honestly encouraging to me because it shows that like the American people, there's maybe a limit to how much they're willing to put up with in a sense, because I felt like for the past year, we've been kicked around, spit on, I mean, humiliated by this COVID pandemic and the mask mandate and this election fraud, which they weren't even hiding. And so to see hundreds of thousands of people go to the Ellipse to watch the Trump speech and then go to the Capitol. And I don't condone any of the violence or illegal things that happened there, but to show up outside the Capitol and demand the rightful president take power, to me, that was something that was so empowering. If we still live in a country where that's possible, where Americans can do that, I still think there's hope in the country. So to see people from the country in the Capitol, which is totally controlled by foreign interests, to see them surrounding that building and people like fleeing away, I thought, you know, there is something very empowering about that visual. Like I said, you know, I don't endorse anything illegal or anything, you know, opposed to the official government or its proceedings, but the visual was inspiring in a lot of ways.
Well, I think it was very symbolic. And the thing about that is, and it just shows you how the big lie of the insurrection is so true. If I think it was probably a million people in D.C. that day, if they really, or if we really wanted to go into the Capitol and do damage, then we would have done it. That was never the intention. That was never the intention. And in fact, we were there. I don't know if you were there in November and December leading up, but you may have been there too. We had a big march in November, which was almost as big as January, honestly. December was a little smaller, but I remember even in November, it was just like the same thing. Close to a million, maybe 500,000 Trump supporters, red, white, and blue, all through the streets. And they had the Supreme Court barricaded off. They had the Capitol building barricaded off. And nobody breached the ground. Nobody, yeah. Nobody. And for the most part, it was the same people. We were there. We walked along the barricades. We didn't breach. We walked right by the Supreme Court, walked right by the Capitol. Nobody breached. Nobody even, it didn't even budge. Like the thing didn't even budge and we could barely even move. So we made sure not to do that. So what changed on January 6th? And you know, I thought about this too, and I never really said it on air, but the one thing that I did notice is that when we were there in November and December, Antifa had an actual physical presence.
Mm.
They did not have a physical presence. And so we know where they were. They were wearing Trump hats.
That's
they
right.
were in the crowd. They were the ones that went into the building first. That was the difference, was Antifa was in the Trump crowd. They wanted to start crap. We have them on film admitting they put Trump hats on. It's all there. That was the difference between November and December and January 6th. That's the big lie the media won't tell you, or the truth the media won't tell you. The big lie is covering it up, saying Trump supporters did that.
Well, you're right. And not even just in the Capitol, because I was there for Million MAGA number one in November, Million MAGA number two in December. And there were hundreds of thousands of people, Trump supporters, in D.C. twice in the buildup to January 6th. And not just in the Capitol, but in all the state capitals. There were demonstrations, I believe, in every state capital in the country, and specifically in the swing state capitals in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and I think even Nevada. And we were there on the ground for those too. I was in, I think, at least four of those over the course of Stop the Steal: Lansing, Harrisburg, Phoenix, and
Atlanta. We were in the capital of like eight different capitals on the way to DC. Nobody ever got hurt. Nobody ever went inside a building. It was all good.
Right. And this went on for months. It was in every capital. It was in DC itself. And then on January 6th, suddenly it turns into this big thing. And, you know, it was the presence of Antifa. People from Antifa were identified there. Like you said, it's on video. And not only that, but there were federal agents there too. You know, I mean, they just identified the other day. There was an undercover Capitol Police officer in the crowd. They had an interview from, I think it was one of the trials or charging documents. This just got exposed yesterday. There was a Capitol Police officer saying something to the effect of, hey, were you masked up in there? And some guy said, yeah, you know, they're going after us. And the police officer said, yeah, they're hunting down all these good people. Literal undercover cop. And so, and it is a big lie, and we know why they're doing that. It's a pretext to crack down on patriots. But I don't think that anybody should take a look at the Capitol and back down one bit. To me, I see that as an extension of what's been going on since November 3rd, which is they stole the election. It's a fact. It's been proven. They're proving it every day in the audit in Arizona. They're proving it in what they're uncovering in Georgia when they're inspecting some of these mail-in ballots, which appear to be Xeroxed.
Now Pennsylvania is getting in on the fun.
Yeah, I think Wisconsin said they're going to do an audit. So, you know, to me, this is just an extension of what we've been talking about since November 3rd, which is they overthrew Trump. It was a coup. They tried to put down the MAGA America First Revolution. And now this is just about enhancing that because, you know, they saw people like you and I out there saying, like, this is an illegitimate government. They stole the election. And they said, we have to crush this. That's what they did on January 6th. And I think it would be a mistake for people to let that go. I think what's gone on since then has maybe demoralized people. But to me, you know, I say aloud, say it proud. The election was stolen. Trump won. The Capitol was a false flag. You know, I mean, this is a great divergence in sort of like what people think happens in reality. Half the country thinks Trump is a sore loser and his supporters tried to, you know, overthrow the government. We obviously know
which Trump is a complete farce.
Exactly. And we know that Trump won and that it was in reverse. It was a coup against our president and the American people. This was just a pretext to crack down on all of us.
And really, it's the globalist regime that is being rejected. It's the globalist regime and them controlling our elections, controlling our media. And I think that that was the important moment of the image of the scene of a million Trump supporters there around the Capitol, is that it was the only moment of truth where we were all together like, wait, we are the majority. We are the millions. We know they stole our election. And that's why they had to turn it into the big lie and obviously lie and say it's an insurrection.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits. So is Amazon. Because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year. And now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com. And please try to keep us on the air.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root,
We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. Gerald in South Carolina, go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've got Nick Fuentes with us for another segment here. I want to talk about, who does Nick Fuentes believe are the leaders of the free world, America First, the conservative movement, the Republican Party? Because it's all kind of different. But, you know, to me, there are people that are emerging. You know, Donald Trump, as you said, is kind of immortal. He's really the head of the Republican Party, even if they really try to sidle and deny him that role. He really is. He has the most votes. He's where the public is going to go for, you know, for leadership in the Republican Party. But, you know, who do you see as leadership in the Republican Party? Who do you see as leadership in the news media? And just who do you look at right now as the true leaders of the America First movement, of the anti-globalist movement, of the truth movement? I'll start with an example here. You know, Thomas Massey, to me, is just really telling it like it is. No holds barred, Republican in Congress. We need more like Thomas Massey. Got a couple of quotes I'm going to say from him earlier. But who do you look at? Who do you trust, I guess, would be the best question.
That's a good question. I really like Representative Gosar. I mean, he has been rock solid, one of the most conservative members of Congress, and specifically on the issue of the Capitol. I think he has been one of the main ones who brought Ashley Babbitt's name to the forefront. He was the one who was, I forget which hearing it was, but in Congress, he brought up Ashley Babbitt and said, who killed her? She's the only one that died. And he was one of the only ones to say that. So I really like him. I like Mo Brooks a lot in Alabama. I think he's very solid. Thomas Massey is great, too. I think he's a real leader in Congress. I think unquestionably the people that are maybe seen as the leaders would be Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. I mean, according to the CPAC straw poll and other recent polls, it really is Trump and DeSantis who seem to be the most famous and most popular. And I like Governor Ron DeSantis, but it's a little bit troubling that there are a lot of bad people that like him too. Like Bill Kristol likes him, and a lot of the neocons like him. And, you know, neocons don't like people that are America First. I mean, even if they're a whiff of America First.
But don't you kind of see that as the same dynamic as with Trump, where they like him because they want to kind of conquer him and control him? Like, they know he has a bright future. They know he's the real deal. They know he's populist. So they kind of look at it like, oh, if I can sink my teeth into that and then I can control it, then I'll be powerful.
Well, yeah, and that's definitely possible. I think that that's maybe even likely. What's concerning to me, though, about DeSantis in particular is that he, unlike Trump, was a politician. That's the rub with him, is Donald Trump was a true outsider. And I was debating this back during the 16 election. People would say, of course, he's a politician. He's running for president. And it's like, well, he's a politician now, but he was in the private sector. He was a real estate developer. Ron DeSantis wasn't. You know, Ron DeSantis was a politician. He strikes me as like a Republican sort of company guy. I don't doubt his efficacy. He's been very effective and very solidly conservative on the right issues like immigration, gun control, BLM, big tech. He's been a real winner. I'm just a little bit concerned about trusting another Republican politician. I mean, if Trump got co-opted to the extent that he did, and I love Trump and I die for Trump, I'm loyal to Trump, but if he could get kind of steered in the wrong direction, I don't know that somebody of, by, and basically from the Republican Party, I don't know that they're going to surpass the high watermark of Donald Trump like where he was in 2016. So that's a bit concerning to me. I like Tucker too, though. I think Tucker's,
yeah,
he's emerged as a major voice in the party. And
as far as mainstream media outside of Tucker, it's really few and far between. And there's people that say good things on Fox News, and they're probably not anti-American, but they won't put the pedal to the metal to defend this country.
No, and with Tucker Carlson, he's in a unique position because he's at Fox News, and Fox News is extraordinarily censorious. I mean, they're infamous, at least in the conservative circles, for putting people on blacklists and controlling what you can and can't say on the network. Fox News has never been a bastion of like the resistance within the right wing. They toe the line for the Republican Party and for
sure. They warmonger. They love Dick Cheney, John McCain,
Bush. Yeah, every bit of it. And so, you know, Tucker's sort of an exception in that sense because he's pushing the envelope, and yet he's on Fox News. And aside from that, you know, I have to say, I was very unhappy with Tucker during the Stop the Steal movement because really the only coverage he gave of the election fraud was criticizing who was the lawyer at the time, the woman, I forget her name, but
he was Kraken lawyer.
Yeah.
Sidney Powell.
Sidney Powell. That's right. The only time he covered the election fraud was basically to slam Sidney Powell for not coming on the show.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And I really didn't like that.
That kind of carried over a few days too.
It did. And he didn't cover it for months. He covered like, well, the polls were wrong. And I'm like, the polls were wrong. They stole the ballots. You know, I mean, they had
the polls are always wrong. What do you mean? The polls are fake.
The polls have never been real. But he really, in my opinion, redeemed himself a couple of months ago when he covered the replacement migration into America. And at first I wasn't in love with it. He covered it on a Friday, I think. And it was recorded from, I think, an earlier show. And he said something like, you know, replacement migration is happening. It's a voting rights issue. And I said, well, that's not really. I mean, that's like halfway there. And then he got hit by the ADL and he came back on Monday and he said, well, you know, the ADL talks about replacement migration in Israel, but not in America. And I said, whoa, Nelly, that's like a real red.
That's like double flags. Like, you're not allowed to talk about Israel or replacement migration. Shut him down.
Exactly. It was like a whole perfect like red pill. And I'm like, holy smokes. He just red pilled like 4 million boomers. So I thought that was totally redeeming. I don't think he would have talked about that if he wasn't a patriot and trying to do the right thing in America first. So in my eyes, that solidified him. The concern, though, is the coziness with some of these more institutional actors. And of course, being at Fox News, you know, it's just a question as to how much you can really be for the people and for the right thing working at that company, because nobody else can, you know, nobody else can come as close as Tucker has. And, you know, can Tucker? I don't know. So that's sort of why, I mean, that's the Republican Party sort of triad right now, is it's Trump, it's Tucker and DeSantis. I see those as kind of like those are the three big dogs right now as far as the Republican Party goes. But I don't know that any of them are the solution. I think we're in a transition period from Trumpism to the Trumpism 2 or the future. I think the future is going to be something that is more right wing. I think it's going to be something more populist, more reactionary.
Well, and I think the Texas governor race is kind of a perfect example where Abbott has been trying to save his hide for the last couple months when he was a disaster last year. But he's being challenged by Alan West, who's obviously going to run to the right of him. That's what we need. We need people that are going to be running to the right of the Republican Party, at least what it's become in the modern day, because that's where I believe the populist movement is. And quite frankly, I think that we need someone who's even more hardcore than Trump. Yeah. I mean, Trump placated to the left. He tried to cut deals. He's a businessman. He thought he could work with them. He found out the hard way, I guess, that that's not the case. But that's why somebody has to get in there that's just like zero tolerance for this stuff, not going to care. That was the one thing about Trump, and he said in his speech today that he thinks is maybe his most proudest thing, was exposing the fake news media. he probably did that as well as anybody could have done without even really going on the attack as much, just letting them expose themselves.
Right. Well, yeah. And acting as like a catalyst for that. And I agree. I think that will be the legacy of Trump. And people said this before, that he would be sort of like a John the Baptist. I don't know if that's blasphemous, but analogously, he would sort of clear the way for someone who's really going to do damage. So a real like sort of reactionary right wing leader, which I think he did, because he totally changed a political dynamic. In 16, Jeb Bush was the front runner, or in 15, rather.
Please clap.
Yeah, right. And before
imagine Trump announced, that. But that's such a good point, because that shows how pathetic the Republican Party really was. That Jeb Bush was the guy.
Yeah,
Jeb Bush.
I know. And people look back and they think that guy was a joke. People are like, what an idiot. And he was at 15%, and he was number one. And then it was like Cruz and Rubio and lots of unserious people. Trump comes in, humiliates the Republican Party, rips them apart, discredits the media, wipes out Hillary. And I said after election night, I said, that's it. Mission accomplished. All he had to do is prevent Hillary from being president. All he had to do is defeat the GOP. If we got anything while he was president, that's a bonus as far as I'm concerned. But what has to happen now, like you said, is people have got to run to the right of the GOP. The mistake that we could make now is trying to sort of hold our position and stay where we are with Trumpism, or worse, recede, which is what's already happening. Republicans are trying to go back to the way things were. They're pushing Trumpism without Trump, which is either as good as Trumpism or worse. We have to build on Trump. We have to go further than Trump. Trump said we have to build a wall to keep out illegals. The future is to say we have to have an immigration moratorium and keep all the immigrants out. You know, we have to take what Trump did and say, but we could go further. We could do more. We could push further to the right. Whereas people now are saying, well, we should push illegal immigration, you know, freeze, but no border wall and no mean comments about immigrants. That's what Trumpism without Trump is supposed to be. That's not going to work. And so we have to do what the left does, which is every time we achieve something like we did with Trump, we have to take that as a stepping stone and we have to leap forward to the next thing. What they're saying right now, I like Matt Gaetz says it, he goes, the Civil War is over. The Trump Republicans beat the GOP. Yeah, they did that in 16. Now the post-Trump Republicans have to beat the people that are trying to steal Trump's legacy, the Trumpism without Trump, trying to drag it back to where we were 5 years ago. That's the future.
And they want to turn the heat. They want to put it in the kiln and turn the heat up so that it can never be molded again, and they can freeze it in whatever image that it currently is. Stick around for one more segment, because we've been kind of serious. I want to get to more of the lighter side of Nick Fuentes when we come back. You know, like, for example, still no e-girls?
No e-girls. Not even once.
I don't know about that. Signs tell me he may be reconsidering. I'm just saying. No, we'll be right back.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil.
It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, we got five more minutes with Nick. We've been kind of serious. I want to just lighten it up a little bit because I just don't know e-girls. It's kind of a viral thing. Everybody always says, you know, Nick says no e-girls. But what is an e-girl exactly?
Well, it's, you know, girls that are on the internet and specifically girls with a following on the internet.
Like Instagram model type things?
Instagram, Twitter, any girl that's seeking attention on the internet from strangers other than like her friends or like her boyfriend or husband is an e-girl.
There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, they're everywhere and they're a pestilence.
So that's advice to young men out there. Avoid the e-girls, yeah. No matter how hot.
Yeah, sadly so, because there's some hot ones out there. No one's denying that, but that's part of the problem. See, it's sort of like, you know, and I compare it to Odysseus.
But you're like no e-girls ever. You're like zero tolerance.
Never, not even one.
Not even like for one date.
No. Because here's the thing, and I tell people this, girls being on the internet, it like precludes them from being marriageable. Because if they're on the internet, they're like, it's this all-consuming hunger for attention, for status. You can't get sucked into that. I mean, they'll steal your soul. I've seen it happen many times.
No, I actually think that what's happening on social media with young people is a serious concern. And really, I think it goes into even the pornography realm. But it's like these girls do their own softcore porn and they just say, oh, I'm an Instagram model. And then like guys get confused because they don't know how to handle something like that. And then they could, oh, don't treat me like an object. But then they pose on the internet all day as an object, mm-hmm. wanting to get likes.
Right. Well, and
to catch 22, you don't want to get involved in it.
No. Yeah. You don't want to find yourself in that zone. And you know, people think it's like hacking the male brain, because I see this all the time. Girls will post something on Twitter, something political, and it's the most basic, you know, thing you've ever seen. You know, a girl will tweet something like porn is bad. 10,000 likes, 5,000 retweets. And all the comments are like, you're gorgeous. What a great tweet. Because in the male brain, they think that if they reply, they're like, they're like shooting their shot or something. Like they're making a play.
Maybe she'll see
happening.
This.
Right. Yeah. But that's not happening. She's just using that for currency. And it's, this thwarts, I think, the normal, the sort of healthy and moral sexuality of the nation. This is not good. The internet and the sexual stuff, it's a bad combination. It's lethal.
No, I agree. It's got to be tough. I can't even imagine. I mean, I had some sense of normalcy in high school and college, kind of before this whole new Instagram and you know, pop realm on the internet took over. It's kind of sickening, actually, to watch it as an adult. But maybe because now I'm showing my millennial side, I guess. So what's worse, a millennial or a boomer?
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
Come on, man.
See, boomers are actually based, because when you see like what's been going on, like the Breitbart comment section back in like 16, they were going off and they were saying some hardcore stuff.
So basically, because there's less communist in the boomer class, it's not as bad. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I would say the boomers are maybe in some sense, they're a little bit more ignorant because they've dealt with like 50 years of programming from television.
And so they still believe the TV. They can't even help it to an extent.
Right. Because their brains got solidified. Their brain development finished when they were 25, which is what, like 70s and 80s. So they can't even fathom like what a non-white America will look like, what this totally corrupt globalist country will look like. But when boomers get red-pilled, they really get red-pilled.
They get hard.
Yeah, they get hard. But millennials, on the other hand, you know, they're just sort of like campy. They don't really understand what, I mean, not all millennials, because I think.
Don't take it personally. I asked the question.
Yeah. You get it. And there's exceptions, but the millennials are a pretty cringe generation. I'm not going to lie.
It's got to be the most communist generation, probably, I'd say.
Totally, without a doubt, because they got hit with the worst of it. Like, just as this sort of New World Order thing was blossoming, they got hit with it first.
And I feel like nowadays, it's understood that you're going to get indoctrinated in college. Whereas when I was in college, you really didn't know it. You just kind of came out of it and your parents were like, what the hell? I sent you away and now who the hell are you? You're a dirty communist. So it's kind of like a weird thing where now it's like, okay, hey, beware. You're about to be turned into a commie. Please don't.
Right. Yeah. Well, in Zoomers, Generation Z, we were born into the culture war. You know, so I know a lot of the people watching
Zoomers
my show.
Got a lot of growing up to do.
Yeah, that's true.
The White Boy Summer playlist proves that.
Well,
Nick Fuentes. I did make my own. I'll send it to you. Nick Fuentes, ladies and gentlemen.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
We're in the third and final hour of today's InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Let me tell you, my performance enhancers for today. Because I have to be perfectly transparent. It's been a very powerful 2 hours, but I do have some performance enhancers here. I have been drinking the fizzy magnesium. I have to admit it. I'm addicted to this stuff now. Every day at 3 o'clock, I'm just jonesing for the fizzy magnesium. And then I chased down the BrainForce Plus, two of those with the fizzy magnesium. Of course, all available exclusively and only, but I'm being redundant, at InfoWarsStore.com. Seriously, I've tried all the different orange drink mixes over the years. Remember, there was a Tang drink that was really popular back in the day. It tastes like Tang and like an orange creamsicle, but like fresh. I don't know how to explain it. Like it doesn't, you can tell it's actually healthy for you. So if you haven't tried the fizzy magnesium yet, what are you waiting for? InfoWarsStore.com is where you can get that. Mix it with the BrainForce Plus. That's my performance enhancement of choice here every day at 3 o'clock before I go live for total focus and brain function here on the air. But don't forget about all the other great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, all the hats, all the t-shirts, the emergency food supplies, storable food supplies, the water filters. We have extended our July 4th super sale. That's going to be up another 4 days, so we're going to run that through the end of the week. And yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, the shower head. I want these shower heads sold out by the end of the month. I want every shower head, well, not every shower head, specifically just the ProPure Chrome Plus shower head, the filter with the Pro Max with the extendable hose. That's my choice shower head. That's the one that I shower with. So that's the one I want to see sold out. And I promise you, you're going to get it. You're going to love it. The water pressure is great and it filters the water so you're not bathing in the fluoridated water. So just completely cut the fluoride and all the other chemicals out of your life with the water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. All 10% off right now, including my favorite shower head, the Pro Pure Chrome Plus shower filter with Pro Max. That's the one. If you want to shower like the elite individual that you want to be, well, then you better get that shower head immediately because we're going to sell this thing out before the end of the month. I'm telling you. A lot of people say, you know, I keep hearing you talk about the shower head. I finally went and bought it. You really were not overselling it. It's really that great. I know we don't oversell here. Anything we undersell. All right. And your support at InfoWarsStore.com keeps us on air. Let's do this. Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's do this. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at my video list here. I forgot all the insanity. Wow. All right. You know what? I'm going to do a news blitz now because I need full segments for these videos. Let's do this over to a COVID vaccine check here. Reporter, this is Infowars.com, by the way, and they didn't have video. I don't know if there was some malfunction today, but they only had audio for this press conference with Psaki today. Reporter begs Psaki for Biden to mandate vaccines nationwide. Psaki says that's not currently the role of the government. Ah, currently, she says, currently. But see, that's the whole end around of getting around the Bill of Rights is just bringing in a corporate government that they say, oh, the corporation has the rights too. And so the corporation's rights supersede your rights. Huh? So yeah, the Biden administration and the U.S. government will put its hands in the air saying, we're not mandating vaccines. No, they just run the propaganda. They just run the fake news. They just pay for all the vaccines and pressure you into taking them, basically. But oh, no, they're not mandating it. Give me a break. So they use the corporate government to violate all of our rights. This was a hilarious story from Slate. Temperature checks are everywhere now. They can be wildly inaccurate. I won't get into the story here. I was going to read it, but basically they reached the conclusion that it's all theater. What? You don't say. And they're breaking this down. They're like, oh, the funniest is how, let me see if I can find this one. Oh, here we go. Brooklyn federal court officers apparently have a different approach. Instruct the person who received a too high temperature reading to bask in the cool winds of an air conditioner vent for a few minutes, then re-enter. What? So they're admitting, they're saying basically the temperature checks are inaccurate. People are measuring low, but they don't go to the hospital for hypothermia. They go into the building. People are measuring high, and they can't restrict them access, so they'd say, oh, just go sit in front of the air conditioner for a couple minutes. And there's some other madness that they cover in here. And they reached the conclusion that every other thinking person reached a year and a half ago. It's all medical theater. Even the left is catching up. Wow. Boy, that means it's past its time. An editor for Axios, Dan Primack, says this. We know that access and timing are why many people haven't gotten COVID vaccines. No, it's because we don't want them. So, of course, it makes sense to go door to door offering them. What? Objecting to this is really objecting to the public health, economic health, and national security. They're in charge of your body. They're in charge of your health. They get to run your life and make decisions for you. And they just say it's national security now. Oh, it's national security. We violate your rights and it's our body, our choice. It's your body, our choice. And it's national security, though. See? So they're begging Psaki. We want door-to-door vaccine mandates. Liberal Axios editors begging for door-to-door access. You people make me sick. Now, this is a very interesting thing. And we've covered similar things like this on the War Room, where you have clearly a bot campaign that is happening on Twitter right now. Don't worry, Twitter won't adjust it. They probably like it. They may even be running it, where you just find thousands and thousands of the exact same tweet. And so here's the latest example. My brother has just tested positive for COVID, the Delta variant, which do they even know that? Do they even have the real test? That's probably fake too. He has been double jabbed. How on earth can Johnson go ahead with relaxing the rules on the 19th of July? It's madness. And this is all because Boris Johnson is saying he wants to reopen the country. And so literally I could sit here and just show you the thousands of these texts. I mean, literally thousands. So what is going on here? Are these all bots? Like, you can go click on these accounts. They're actual accounts, but they're all tweeting out the same thing. Were they always bots? Have the accounts been taken over? Begging for shutdowns and lockdowns and lying about some story. Why isn't this being shut down by Twitter? Why isn't this being flagged by Twitter? Are they behind it? Do they not care? That's interesting. But what's even more odd about this propaganda that's clearly being pushed on Twitter is they admit that they've been vaccinated and still got COVID. Very puzzling one. Very puzzling one. So maybe that's the next move is, oh, the vaccines didn't work, so we have to shut everything down again. Which, of course, when Trump was president, Biden and Harris and all the Democrats said the vaccines aren't going to work. Don't trust them from Trump. And then when Biden got in, he said, look, I've got the vaccine for you. I'll save you. total crooks. Oh, this was hilarious. So you have the European soccer tournament happening right now. And I enjoy watching international soccer, so I've been just kind of having it on the side while I'm doing news aggregation at home. I've been recording the matches. And I see this on almost every case, and it probably happened again today with England playing today. Here are the headlines, though. Crowds gather for football as Queensland's COVID-19 restrictions force businesses to cap numbers. Should we raucously celebrate a football win during a pandemic? So here's what you have. You have these stadiums, and specifically in London, England now, where they have the semifinals and I assume finals. So you can't have a full stadium. But look, that's the scene from outside. So they cap the numbers on how many people they can have in the stadiums. And then you go and you look at the shots outside of the stadium, and it's literally arm to arm, elbow to elbow, like you can't even move. During the games, it's even worse. And people are like pouring beer on one another and throwing beers into the air. I mean, it's just like, it just shows how, again, it's all theater. So, oh, we have to cap how many people can be in the building for this. And then there's just tens of thousands outside of the building pouring beers on one another.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes, enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Oh boy, ladies and gentlemen. First, it was the Delta variant, and then Delta Plus. And then they told us the Lambda strain. Now, California Epsilon strain of COVID-19 could evade vaccines. The Epsilon strain is here. And so, ladies and gentlemen, get ready next. It's going to be the Bubblegum Kush strain and then the Purple Trainwreck Surprise strain. And let me tell you, I had the OG Kush strain and it really knocked me out. And so beware of all the upcoming strains, ladies and gentlemen. There's going to be all kinds of strains that are going to be popping up now. Purple train wreck, Afghan Kush. I mean, it's going to be incredible. So many strains, ladies and gentlemen. So just beware. They're going to knock you out. All right. Let me go to this video now. This was incredible footage of from campus reform on Georgetown University campus, or was it American University? Either way, it was in Washington, D.C. And I'm going to break this down bit by bit in clip six. And so, I mean, there's so much to take away from this. It shows how students are being indoctrinated. It shows how higher education is failing us. And it just shows how people are just living a lie, whether they realize it or not. So, here from over the weekend is campus reform asking college students in Washington, D.C. if they're proud to be Americans.
Listen with campus reform. Today we're in Washington, D.C. talking with young Americans to see if they're proud to be an American. Do they think that America is the greatest country in this world? And if not, can they name a better country? Let's find out. Are you proud to be an American?
No. I feel embarrassed to be an American every day. I think a lot of things about this country are really embarrassing. Just like, I mean, racist history, colonization, even currently, just what's going on with politics and the cops.
In this climate. No, like, I'm a black person. So obviously I experience a lot of, there's like oppression that comes with that.
Pause right there. You see that? That's a perfect example. Oh, you're not. Oh, I'm a black person. I'm a black person. So obviously I can't love America. I can't be proud to be an American. See the media indoctrination. See the media lies here. Just incredible. These are college students. It's really sad to see. Let's go back.
This is just a little embarrassing. We claim to like support everyone, but you know, we continue to support Israel, which is, you know, which are dislocating quite a few Palestinian people.
Oh, Israel now. So Israel's the issue. Israel's the bad guy. So you're not proud to be an American because of whatever you think's happening in Israel. But it even gets worse than this. I was going to say, we don't help people. But wait till you hear some of these other responses.
And what is there to be proud about if you're black and being like, you know?
There it is again.
Still a lot of stuff that goes on for black people.
She's wearing a clown wig.
I think that's a complicated question for me. I think most of the time, no, at least over like the past 4 years.
Oh, Trump's so bad.
It's been tricky to, you know, love to be an American.
Halfsies on that?
Like, partly. Because, like, I feel like there's certain topics where it's, like, very controversial. But, like, I don't know. I just think that our economy just cares about money and not, like, our, like, their human.
Pause it right there. Guys, our economy only cares about money. The economy only cares about money. Now, look, in fairness to those girls, they're probably not the smartest girls, and they're going to college, and that's fine. And they probably don't even know that much. They were just kind enough to answer the question and didn't want to say anything too controversial. But, I mean, guys, our economy only cares about money. I get where she's coming from. Again, I've been a college student. I've been on college campuses. I've dealt with the indoctrination. I've come out of it. But, I mean, I get it. You know, money rules the world. It's kind of, and it's all fake, and you kind of go through that stage, and it's, yeah, it's not a good thing. And but guys, the economy only cares about money. That's the problem. Here, let's go on.
Say that I am as proud as I was, but I would still say there's a little bit of country pride.
Do you think that America is the greatest country in this world?
I think, I mean, like, to be a white person, it's pretty good to live here, but, like, overall, I don't think it's the greatest country in the world.
No.
I love that one. Pause it.
No.
Because they'll never answer the question. Well, where would it be better for, say, a black person, I guess? Where would it be better for a black person to live? They can never answer that either, but go on.
I feel like the American dream is so sought after that it's not even a thing anymore.
I don't even really think it's, there is an American dream really anymore. I mean, like, I would honestly...
So what are you doing in college?
...rather kind of live somewhere else.
I mean, I don't know. I'd say that it's, like, the greatest in, like, the Olympics, go Olympics.
I don't know. America's not really known for being, like, the most hospitable place, even though we have a reputation... Like, where it's like you can come here and do what you want to be, what you want to be and do what you want to do.
She says behind a mask.
It's not really the most welcoming to most people.
Oh, pause it right there. Oh, I can't even deal with this one. Folks, we see, this just shows you how ignorant these people are. And they think they're smart. Rewind it 10 seconds so we can hear this again. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States of America gives out more foreign aid than every other country on earth combined. Did you hear that? The United States of America, us, our money, we give out more foreign aid than every other country on earth combined. We also take more asylum seekers, refugees, and immigrants into this country on a yearly basis than every other country on earth combined. So I'm not sure what metric you would use to measure hospitality or openness, but boy, that's, and caring for other people, that's kind of a big one. USA, more foreign aid than every other country on earth combined, more asylum seekers, refugees, and immigrants than every other country on earth combined, and they sit there and they say, America's not hospitable, they're not open, they don't help anybody else. I mean, how could you be so stupid? You're a university student. That's how. So listen to this. Listen to this ignorant imbecile behind a mask say that America doesn't do anything for the rest of the world.
I mean, I don't know. I'd say that it's like the greatest in like the Olympics, go Olympics.
I don't know. America's not really known for being like the most hospitable place, even though we have a reputation. Like,
oh, we have a reputation.
Like, you come here and do what you want to be what you want to be.
We have a reputation, but we're not known for it.
It's not really the most welcoming to most people.
Can you name a country that's more welcoming than the United States?
Ooh, not really. I don't really know that. I don't really have that much information.
Can you name a better country than the United States in your opinion? I'm not sure if I can. I don't think I can.
I mean, there's probably a really tiny European country that...
Pause it. I love this one. There's probably a tiny European country that's white that's better than America. Well, I thought white people were the problem. They have this weird, like, fantasy thing about some, I guess, like, Sweden or Norway or Luxembourg or Switzerland or something. They just think it's, like, this perfect, like, socialist, communist dream or whatever. And but notice, so they bash white people, and then they say, well, there's probably a white country in Europe that's better than America. These people are imbeciles. Here's, let's go back to the mask wear.
Ooh, good question. Europe?
Europe's not a country.
Well, oh, you get what I'm saying.
Have you ever considered moving to another country?
Oh, absolutely. I think I had joked about it. I joked, but was, you know, fully serious. Like, oh, I'm going to move to Canada.
Yeah, I mean, I personally, I'm the type of person that likes to help people. So I would actually consider going someplace like more with more poverty.
Yeah.
Try probably. Chicago.
Would you be willing to give up your U.S. citizenship?
Yeah. I mean, it's not that necessary. I mean, I can still take vacations here.
Oh, embarrassing.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world. We have to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
InfoWars.com/show.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, I've got other serious news to get to here, but I got a little more cringe for you before I do it. I just have to do this. It's just so ridiculous. So there's this new kind of leftist liberal influencer, like pop culture site that mostly is for teens, I suppose, called The Lily. And this story I read was just so hilarious. I wanted to share it with you, but it's really not funny. Actually, it's sad. So I guess really cringy and sad. I sacrificed my career to take care for my kids. These people can't even write proper English. So, I mean, I guess I have to do the editor's work here. I sacrificed my career to care for my kids in the pandemic. Never again. So she's upset. She's a mother. So I'm going to skim through this and just show you. I mean, Literally, she's admitting how she's like upset that she's a mother and she never wants to do it again, I guess. But she's convincing other girls not to be mothers. See if you can make any sense of this. So I'm skimming through kind of it. To be clear, the terms of motherhood have never been great. No, see, it sucks to be a mother. It's always felt like an impossible job. And yet this year took impossible to another level. Although some mothers choose to be homeschool their children, I was in that cohort who said I would never. And yet we were all forced into it. And so she's complaining about all the restrictions from the fake pandemic. But instead of being mad at all the restrictions from the fake pandemic, she gets mad because she's a mother. That's largely what led me to become one of the 3.5 million mothers who opted out of the workforce when the pandemic hit. But that word opt make it sounds as if there were options. Yeah, it's called tyranny. Again, she's complaining about being a mother instead of the tyranny. It didn't feel like there were. Trying to manage two careers with two elementary school kids at home all the time was an exercise in insanity. So the liberal admitting she's insane. When we finally turned the book into the publisher, I took a pandemic maternity leave. I felt trapped in a situation I never signed up for. This was like maternity leave on steroids. You couldn't even get out of the house, hire babysitters, drop the kids off at grandma's. My frustration was fueled by the fact I had just crossed the finish line of early motherhood in August 2019 when my youngest started kindergarten. So she thinks once they start kindergarten, she's no longer a mother. I thought I had made it. My days of scrambling for childcare were over. Literally, she thinks she's not a mother after the kid gets into kindergarten. Incredible. But see, that's their mindset, is the school is now the parent. The television is now the parent. Get it? That's why they want to run the TV in the schools. They don't even think about you or the fact that you might not want to indoctrinate their kids to be mental basket cases. My days of scrambling for childcare were over. So when March 2020 hit and my hours without my children disappeared for good, I felt like the universe was mocking me. Ha ha, you think you can have a life of your own? No, your needs will always come second. Don't you know what it means to be a mother? Like, she's acting like that's not actually the case. Like, yeah, you're not allowed to abandon your child. But if this is what it meant to be a mother, I wanted out. What? If caring for your children is what it means to be a mother, she wants out. Folks, I'm quoting the story. You're getting into the mind of a leftist nut job. I was tired of sacrificing myself and my career on the altar of motherhood. The altar of motherhood. Like it's a religion. No, it's a child. I wanted a different solution. I guess she never admits she wanted an abortion in this, but is that what she's hinting at? A way for women to become mothers without losing the right to have a life of their own. Because, you know, being a mother, I guess, isn't rewarding, according to her. The world is not set up for this. Our society functions because women have been conditioned to believe that it is our job to be to accommodate, to step in when someone is needed, to put others first. Oh, but I thought that's what you were all about. So I'm telling you, the reason I'm reading this is because it shows you their mindset. They're all selfish winebags who hate children. And it's all in this story. It's incredible. We get this message from society. Oh, yeah, she's also a victim, too. That you got to add that in there. She's also a victim. And so she complains about the government tyranny, but doesn't complain about the government tyranny. Instead, complains about being a mother. We get this message from society. Selfless mothers are praised while bad moms are shamed, and our role as mothers is assumed to be our primary identity. Even more, we receive it from the internal pressure we feel to be the ones solving the problem and ensuring our needs aren't inconveniencing the family, an inner patriarchy many of us aren't aware of. Oh my, the patriarchy strikes again because she's complaining about government tyranny. Somehow that's the patriarchy. As I begrudgingly put the writer I wanted to become on the shelf because of the fake pandemic, I realized the sacrifice I've made this year is exactly what I did when I first became a mother. I quit my full-time job, downshifting to freelance work to better accommodate my children, and here I was again, 9 years later, doing the exact same thing. Yeah, being a mother. To be clear, I would not have told you I was unhappy during those 9 years. I had convinced myself fully that I was making a necessary sacrifice for my children. She had to convince herself of that. It wouldn't be that long until they were both in elementary school. I could hold on till then, again, assuming that's when she's no longer a mother. In the meantime, I cobbled together part-time childcare, often took on the full-time workload. I was so incredibly focused during the hours that someone else was with my children that I said it was fine, that the short hours helped me be more productive. The truth is, I didn't feel like I could ask for more. I felt like I should want to mother more than I should want to work, but that wasn't the case. As mothers, we've learned to deny our needs, quiet our desires, keep our work lives contained. I'm not surprised mothers were the ones to give up their careers this year. Fathers have not been conditioned to feel guilty about working. In fact, they get accolades if they even take a 2-week paternity leave. Now, though, we have a chance to not simply return to the way things were. Workplaces are rethinking what FaceTime in the office truly means. More of us will have the opportunity to work from home indefinitely. What if we also renegotiated the terms of modern motherhood? What could happen if we stopped accommodating all the time? Oh my gosh, she's afraid she has to be a mother while she has kids. My hope is that it would force our spouses, our workplaces, and our government to create more structures to support mothers. Otherwise, more and more women will just forego it. Wait a second. Whoa. This is where it all comes clear. Let me repeat that. My hope is that it would force our spouses, our workplaces, and our government to create more structures to support mothers. Otherwise, more and more women will just forego it. Okay, here's an idea. How about women don't have to work? How about men just work and women are the caretakers and raise the kids? Oh, that's right. You were against that. She's complaining about the very thing she fought for. We used to have that in civilization. That used to be the norm. Dads worked and dealt with those stresses of being the breadwinners and making sure there was a house and food and everything on the table. And the mothers raised the family and were the home takers and caretakers. And they wanted to end all that because they called it the patriarchy. Now here they are complaining that that's the case, begging for a new structure of society that accommodates mothers. I mean, the madness. I know it won't happen overnight. That to empty the altar, again, the altar, will require changes that are societal, structural, sometimes even subconscious. But there must come a point when we say no more. So quit working! Like, what? Don't work! Have your husband work and make the money and you raise the kids. That's how it used to be. You ended that. Not us. You did. I would never want to relive the pandemic, but I recognize that it provided a crucial awakening. What, that you regret modern-day feminism? No, you haven't realized that yet. Without it, I would have cruised across the finish line as my youngest went to kindergarten, convinced that I had done what needed to be done. Again, thinking she's done being a mother when they go to kindergarten, that I had rightly sacrificed for my family, but thank God it was over. Thank God it was over! She thinks it's over! I don't see it that way anymore. Wow, really? Duh! I realize I let my inner patriarchy trap me into a prison of my own making. Now she's getting it. I forfeited my own right to happiness for years out of duty, out of what I thought was required. I placed unrealistic demands on myself to be a mother. I thought my children needed when what they truly needed was a role model of a woman doing what she needs for her own sanity and self. What is that? You seem to be completely insane. This is a strange gift of the pandemic for me. I realized that I was trapped, but that there was a door and it unlocked from the inside and I'm never going back. You, Cindy DeBurrio from The Lily, are insane.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is, you see it in the news. It is record level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy t-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. Actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right. And most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That for me is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together. The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I want to play you this clip. It's just incredible. Democrats are such liars. They just are. I mean, politicians are liars in general, but I mean, the Democrats, they're a special kind of liar. They'll just lie right to your face. They'll tell you they're wearing a green jacket as they're wearing an orange blouse. And so that's Lori Lightfoot. Now, this is just incredible. A claim made by Lori Lightfoot yesterday, the mayor of Chicago, during a press conference. I'm not even going to tell you what you listen to this and listen to how outrageous this claim from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is.
Again, and what the data tells us is this. When you look at homicides and shootings from April, May, and June, we are trending downward. Is anybody satisfied with where we are? No. But the data is the data, and it is absolutely trending down. And I know from my conversations with other mayors across the country, every major city in the United States since 2020 is seeing a surge in violence. New York, L.A., Atlanta, D.C., across the board.
Oh.
But what we are seeing here in Chicago is a downward trend, both in homicides and in shooting. Again, are we satisfied? Because what you're saying is, hey, wait, there was a shooting someplace in our neighborhood. Yeah, there
right.
are shootings.
So,
but what
right.
we're
so,
seeing
so,
in the
so,
data
shut her down.
Is...
She's claiming in a press conference that the data says that Chicago is seeing less homicides and less shootings. That's the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, making that claim. Now, Sometimes I cover the Chicago news. We know that we just had the deadliest weekend in this year in Chicago over 4th of July weekend. Kids were shot, multiple dead. It's the case every weekend. So, I mean, I barely even cover it. And you in this audience know that that's total BS, that gun crime in Chicago is through the roof. And she goes on a press conference and says, oh, no, it's going downward. Well, here's the problem with data. It exists, and you can only fudge it so much. So the Newsmax reporter that asked her that question actually has a story from last month, but comes up again now because they just had the deadliest weekend this year in Chicago. Chicago data appears to contradict Lightfoot's claim of decline in crime, and it's gone nothing but up. Nothing but up, 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 up every month. Specifically since Lightfoot got in office. So the nerve of that liar to say that the data says that the gun crimes are going down when the data exists and it shows the exact opposite, that it's skyrocketing since she got in. How do people like this get in power or ever stay in power when you're such a bold-faced liar like that? In the same vein, tell me if you can find the irony in this one. 40% of San Francisco residents plan to leave due to quality of life. 40%! According to a poll done by the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce, 40%! That's almost half planning to leave! But do you know the irony? Remember, this month, who was it? It was either the someone in San Francisco or Newsom or somebody said they're banning travel to all these different states that are passing voter suppression laws. No, that want voter ID. They're banning travel to those states. People are leaving your state. There's a mass exodus of your state. Your state is a failed state. 40% of people in San Francisco plan to leave because of this leadership of the Democrat Party has destroyed California. Again, you go back to Lori Lightfoot's clip. What did she say? Well, every city, Atlanta and New York and Baltimore and Los Angeles and Chicago, we're all seeing major crime upticks. What do those cities have in common? They're all run by Democrats. Moving on, decolonize your bookshelf. Leaked documents show defense contractor Raytheon uses critical race theory. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you're the biggest weapons contractor, defense contractor. Your weapons are used for mass murder across the planet. You say, hey, we hate white people, though. I guess that's the strategy. Forbes, expect fungi-based steak on your plate by 2020. Meatai raises $50 million, a startup of mushroom-based steak, and expect it to be on your plate in 2022. So, yeah, I mean, but see, here's the thing. All the rich people pushing this, they'll still eat steak. They'll still have cheeseburgers. It'll be the poor people that are eating bugs and fake plant-based chicken and all the other crap that they're going to be promoting. Let me hit some of this international news quickly. Man charged in Germany with spying for China. Yeah, Chinese spies are everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. They are everywhere in the U.S. too. The president of Haiti was just assassinated. I did some research into this. Couldn't really find a political motive, actually. But strangely enough, they weren't Haitians that did it. They were Spanish-speaking. It appears just like gangsters that did it. So was this another New World Order globalist hit job, or was it a gang thing? I couldn't really find the political motivation for that. I did a lot of research this morning, but president of Haiti assassinated. Did you see this over the weekend, by the way? Guys, give me the B-roll of clip 5. This is just stunning footage, and I can't believe I didn't hear about this. Pemex controls fire near offshore oil platform complex. There was a massive explosion at an oil platform, and the underground pipe it caught on fire. Look at that. That is amazing. I've never seen anything like that. It's literally like molten lava coming out of the water. Like a burning explosion of molten lava coming out of the water. Well, you'd think the Green New Deal climate activists would be all over this story. but nowhere to be found. That's odd. That is certainly odd. All right. Oh my gosh, guys, let's go to the latest creepy crawly from Joe Biden. Guys, roll up. This is Joe Biden today in Illinois. Roll this creeper clip 8.
Anyway, and by the way, you know what? You gotta take care of mommy, right? Yeah, I know. How old are you? 12? 14.
Yeah.
Oh, 4.
Oh, great. So Joe Biden walks up to a 4-year-old and says, I gotta take care of mommy, right? And then says, how old are you? 12? Kid's 4. And they have the Build Back Better sign posted in the classroom. Just despicable. Oh, by the way, when I was doing my research into the assassination of the Haiti president, I found out that Bill Clinton was there with the Haitian president before that, preaching, we're going to build back better in Haiti. So this UN New World Order plan has been around for a long time. Top U.S. general in Afghanistan and on Biden's withdrawal. I don't like leaving friends in need. General Austin Scott Miller wants the U.S. to stay in Afghanistan. Well, he's wrong. And I hope that Biden plans, he says he's going to pull all the troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th. I hope that happens. I'll give Biden credit if he does that. That'll be good. Pennsylvania State Senator Doug Mastriano initiates full forensic audit in Pennsylvania. Guys, let's quickly roll clip 7. Here's Biden now fear-mongering over the new Delta variant.
Virus is not over.
Oh, it's not.
Right now, as I speak to you, millions of Americans are still unvaccinated and unprotected.
Unprotected, he says.
And because of that, their communities are at risk. Their friends are at risk.
Oh, you're at risk even if you've been vaccinated. At risk.
This is an even bigger concern because of the Delta variant.
Ah.
In today's briefing, we discussed how the Delta variant is already responsible for half of all cases in many parts of this country.
Okay, pause it and just shut it down. That doesn't even make sense. So the Delta variant's a new thing and it says it's half the cases. I mean, they're just lying through their teeth. They're lying about the vaccine. It's really just sick that they're doing this. Now, here is the New Zealand government in clip 2 saying that if you're not vaccinated, they're going to chase you down, or they say chase you up, I guess, in New Zealand. Here it is.
I think early next year we'll be in the phase of chasing up people who haven't come forward to get their vaccination or have missed their bookings and so on. So everyone will be able to get a vaccine between now and the end of the year. But of course, you know, and I want every New Zealander to come forward, but human behaviour suggests that there will be some people that we have to actually really go out and look for, and some of that may spill into next year. But our commitment is...
So they're going to be hunting people down to vaccinate them. How's that going to go, by the way? What are you going to do when you catch them? You're going to restrain them and force vaccinate them? You're going to rape them too? A couple quotes from the great Thomas Massie as we sign off. How it started, 15 days to slow the spread. How it's going, you'll need an F-15 to stop us. The virus agendists are more dismissive of natural immunity than the global warming agendists are dismissive of natural drivers of the Earth's temperature cycles. Gotta love Thomas Massie. All right, didn't get to all the news. We'll cover more of it tomorrow. That does it for the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. As always, you stay classy, InfoWarriors, and watch out for those Legos.